You are listening to a teaching from Reality LA.
So we're in Mark chapter 2, starting in verse 23, and we're going to go all the way to chapter 3, verse 6. So why don't you join me there, and I will begin reading. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, 'Come here.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. And he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." Let's pray together. Jesus, we come to your word that declares you Lord, even of the Sabbath. God, Lord, even of the law itself. And so, God, I pray that you would teach us from your word. And Lord, as we learn from you, God, would you bring rest to the people of God? We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my wife is a very crafty person. That is, she likes doing crafts. She's not mischievous. Pinterest, DIY, all of that stuff. And she's really good at it. And about 7 years ago or so, my oldest son was about a year old, and she got it in her head that she wanted to make him a pair of shoes. And so she got a pair of my old jeans, and she made a pattern, and she made this pair of shoes, and she put them on my son, and they were really cool. And friends of hers started asking her to make them shoes, and she started using them as baby shower gifts and birthday presents, and then people started offering to pay for them. And so she started a website and took to social media. And after a while, out of nowhere, she went from being a person who likes to craft, and she became a cobbler. She, for years, raised three children and made shoes for a living. When she started this, it was exciting. It was exciting for a while. She was passionate about it.